you know, I felt like as a collective group, I felt like it was one of our best games. And the way I feel, you know, is everybody feeds off of each other's energy. You look and see from the first drive that we got, we were playing at a high intensity, you know, and when you're constantly getting those opportunities and your D-line is playing as well as they are, you know, it makes my job a lot easier. So, you know, it was, you know, obviously for me, I personally had a pretty good game, but I think it was a it was because of the collective great games that everybody played as one.
Last year was a pretty eventful game for you in Dallas. What do you remember the interception return and then you got hurt, but what do you remember most about last year's game in Dallas?
It was a fun game. Probably one of my most memorable games to this point, just because of the energy in that game. You know, it was such a close game going into it, and we knew, you know, it was coming down to that last drive, and we were playing so well up to that last, or, you know, I was playing well up into that last drive until I got hurt, and we were as a team. But, you know, it's football, man. You know, you got your ups and your downs. You learn from it. Excited to get back there, though. You know, I'm from Texas, went to school there. Have a lot of people watching this game, so definitely a marked one on my calendar.
What's the burden on the linebackers to
have the eighth rusher? Yeah, it's huge. You know, first things first is stopping the run, like every week. But, you know, the task is heavy this week because they're playing so well. You know, they've got one of the best offensive lines in the National Football League. They've got leading rusher in the National Football League. And their offense runs through that run game. So it's going to be on us to get downhill, you know, stay. It's going to be huge for our gap integrity this year, or this week, that we stay solid, we stay, you know, sound in our gaps and are playing physical. You know, they like to push, they like to grab a hold of you and just move you and bleed you for 5-10 yards. So it's going to be on us to come downhill and stay stout at the point of attack.
How much of it is their O-line and how much of it is Elliott when you watch his production?
It's a combination of both. You know, he's got great vision, and runs hard, runs behind his pads. But his O-line is obviously one of the top. You know, they do a good job opening up holes and you know, giving him space. You know, they're big boys in there, and they move people. They do a good job moving people around. So it's a combination.
Were you surprised last week that Jim was willing to blitz as much as he did?
No, I mean, it was in the game plan, and we obviously executed the game plan in practice. So we knew it going into the game, and you know, we love it. We love the aggression. We love, you know, having that type of mentality going into the game.
What have you seen from Dak and the fact that he hasn't made many mistakes this season, despite the fact that he's a rookie? Is that because of that running game? He's not put. Long situations, things of that nature.
I think they've just done a really good job of converting, you know, and Dak, like you said, he's made almost no mistakes. You know, you watch him on film, and if the play's not there, he's making the right decision, whether throwing the ball away or running for whatever it may be, you know, he's putting the ball where it needs to be, making great decisions downfield. But I do think, you know, for them, and you know, it's about the run game, and that's probably, you know, that's where our focus is. And obviously, you know, if you stop that, you stop the lifeline of them, and that's our plan.
What do you feel like you guys are as a run defense?
Where are we?
Yeah, you know, Washington obviously was a bad game. Sunday was a lot better.
We've got a standard, and we didn't play up to that standard. The Detroit game and the Washington game. But we're not looking back to those games. You know, we've obviously progressed and gotten back to where we, you know, to our standard, and we're trying to build on that. So, you know, we're taking it week by week and one game at a time. And, you know, none of us are worried about Washington or anything like that. We're worried about stopping the run against the Dallas Cowboys.
Okay.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.